law has been in effect for about 18 years now. And I think a total of almost or a little over 700 cases have been filed since that time.
It's more common than we might think. I know the one case in Wood County, but I understand there's several cases right here in central Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unusual. I think in Wood County, I think there's been over a course of years, I don't have the specific years, but I think there's been six that have been filed in Wood County alone. Of course, that's over that 18-year time period.
What are the qualifications to have someone held after their sentence?
Well, and at the end of the day, it's usually a very limited number of people who are ultimately referred to the Department of Justice. The Department of Corrections assesses all those who have qualifying sexually related convictions to ascertain whether or not, in their opinion, they still pose a danger in the sense of being likely to reoffend if released and without being treated. And those, if they do make that determination, they refer to our department and to initiate the civil commitment proceeding.
Are most of these inmates people who have either refused treatment or denied they have a problem and just end up staying in the system until they can accept that? Or is it a case of where they may have a mental disorder and don't really understand what's right and wrong?
Well, the type of people who, you know, whether they've refused treatment or participated in treatment, it varies. I mean, not everyone is able to get treatment in prison. Some refuse, some participate, but they're still haven't reduced their risk to a certain level. And it's not necessarily, for some people it may be a matter of right from wrong, but primarily it's more, this is their, just the way they act out sexually. I mean, that is, you know, they may be pedophiles. They may be people who preferred method is rape. So you get a whole mix of different types of people.
Well, the important thing about this set of laws is it allows you the tools to keep the public safe from people who are likely to reoffend.
Correct. It is a very relatively small group of people in the grand scheme of things, and there's a lot of protections built in the system. Those people have a right to their own examiner, they have a right to an attorney, they have a right to a jury trial, they have a right every year, or even more than that, almost any time, to petition to be put on supervised release or to be discharged.